Hey, good show, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we chatting with the patrons?
Little chatty chat?
Yeah.
So you got fired up for Counterpart.
Well,
are we going? Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. I was actually going to see if you wanted to like try to identify without revealing our strategies to each other. Like, what do you think the obvious big movies?
Oh yeah, no.
Movie
let's do some talk actually. I mean, the strategies everyone does is at least get an idea, a sense of what the HSX numbers are for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you get it. But all that does is tell you the current status of hype for any particular thing. Those always go up after every.
Do you feel like historically HSX has been accurate enough?
The closer to release time, the more accurate HSX gets. And so what you want to do.
It's a really good indicator of relative position. It's not such a good indicator of actual revenue, and Brian's absolutely right. It's way more accurate closer than it will be for these July and August movies.
What you want to do is look at HSXs that are way below what, especially if it's a sequel to something or if it's a holiday weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's certain kind of reliable targets that it should be, and if an HSX is way below it, then odds are other players are going to undervalue that going into it.
So, HSX has Ready Player One at $157 Hollywood dollars.
Yeah, which
is that high? Is that relatively high? It looks high compared to some of the other movies.
It's pretty high. Yeah,
I don't know. Ready Player One seems like it'll make $150 million.
Yeah, no, I mean that is a number that means it should bring in a lot of money, is what I was saying.
Yeah, but as far as their proprietary scale goes, because they've got blockers.
I don't think that means $157 million is its domestic gross. I think that just means
No, that's exactly what it means. That's the way HSX works. Is Hollywood?
No, but I'm saying they're never spot on that stuff,
right?
But they're generally $157 versus what they say Pacific Rim will get. That relative mathematical difference is usually pretty close.
I see.
These are all release dates here. Scroll way on down.
Okay. Are you looking for something in particular? We got Rampage here, 96/31.
Yeah, there's no way that's a $100 million movie.
A Rock movie?
The Rock. Well, what did Baywatch do?
90. It should be 90 or so.
We can look at
whatever Baywatch did. That's what I think.
No. This is not Baywatch. Rampage is.
I know. I think it's going to do about as well as Baywatch did.
What was the San Andreas? It's more like San Andreas than Baywatch.
Okay.
Well, thematically.
Because it's disaster movie. It's video game based.
155 for San Andreas.
San Andreas is not. It's not. San Andreas isn't based on the rock star.
Well, I know San Andreas is not video game based, but I'm just saying. But Baywatch was old TV comedy. This is closer to San Andreas.
Yeah. Super Troopers 2.
I think that's exactly why I picked Baywatch, because it's 30-year-old nostalgia play. That's a comedic. Rampage was a funny game that was very simple from 30 years ago, and Baywatch was a funny TV show. I don't know, man.
I still think people are more about seeing things being beat up here. Baywatch was about just nostalgia.
If it makes any difference, Battleship made $65 million.
Man,
that's
actually a pretty good comparison.
The same thing, because it has Riri in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Super Troopers 2, I feel like I did not know this was coming out until the other day, and now I keep seeing that it's coming out.
Yeah, it's a cult film, so it'll do cult film money.
I mean, the big ones are Avengers Infinity War, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and then what? Deadpool 2?
Infinity War is at 566 here on the... it doesn't go any further than the
main. Maybe Ant-Man.
Yeah, probably Ant-Man. I mean, it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah. MI6. We'll do decent.
Oh, yeah. Fallout. Yeah.
Hmm.
Ready Player One, I think it'll do all right.
Yeah, I think I think Ready Player One will get their marketing figured out. They will figure out word of mouth to get
I think Ready Player One and Solo will be about the same level.
Really?
No. I mean, you just go on thinking that, Tom.
Why? You think Solo will be bigger?
Solo is going to crush. Ready Player One has a huge amount of volatility. The marketing has been all over the map. If you ask anyone on the street what's going to happen in Ready Player One, they're going to say, is that movie about the 80s? If you ask anybody what's going to happen in Solo, you're like, Han Solo is going to meet Chewbacca and they're going to do-do-do and so on. I think Solo is going to make... Whether it's good or bad, it'll make a lot of money. Hmm. Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think, will be between 100 and 150.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, keep in mind, Ready Player One, if it surprises, it could go nuts because it's got all the key bits. But the marketing really concerns me.
Got all the key bits.
But
I see what I did there.
But I think with Ready Player One, I think as far as word of mouth, if word gets out that like it's a dumb action movie and there's some really cool VFX, whatever. What? Like I think you'll get people to go in to see a big adventure movie if it's a good adventure movie, even if the story is dumbed down or not very deep.
Well, yeah. I think where I agree with Brian is Ready Player One has to work to get people in. It's Spielberg, sure, but it's franchise people don't know. Solo will get 200 million by coming out, right? Mm. That's just guaranteed. So that's its floor.
Yeah, I would say closer to 300 million almost guaranteed. Meanwhile, Incredibles 2 has to do 250 minimum.
Yeah, I can see that.
By the way, Rogue One did 532. Now, that was a December release.
It was a December release, and it was the first anthology, so there was more curiosity.
But
still a lot of skepticism around Solo, though.
Yeah, but also, traditionally, summer's a stronger play.
Summer should be a bigger season.
Yeah, than December. Yeah, December's true. Not blockbuster land, yeah.
So, I mean, we're still in March, April. So
it's more of the distance. Rogue One could benefit from, it's been a year since I saw Force Awakens, whereas Solo is like, I just saw Last Jedi. Do I want to see another Star Wars movie? Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Think about this. You know, there's such that backlash about the last Star Wars movie. And yeah, it'd be like, I just want to go back to Star Wars I knew. Mm-hmm. And then what if this is giving them exactly that fan service?
I almost think that could work against it because it's not Harrison Ford, right? It's like, oh, great. Another pissing on my childhood.
To be honest, I'll bet, the stories about the trouble with the directing and all that concern me. Mm-hmm. But theoretically, this should be more like the Han Solo we knew and loved than the Han Solo we saw show up for The Force Awakens, who only showed up so he could, be like, what, you're going to kill me? Great, I'll do the movie.
Spoiler.
do you think... Oh, what was I going to say? Crap, I lost everything I was going to say.
Sicario 2 Soldado will do 600 million.
Yeah.
Is that also by the same director or different director?
No, it's different director, but same story and mostly same cast. It doesn't have Emily Blunt, but it has Benicio del Toro and Brolin.
Deadpool 2, May 18. So
yeah, I think that's going to be a surprise hit.
So the rumors that I was hearing from someone who was getting rumors from someone else was that Fox has been tooling around with the cut of Deadpool 2.
Yeah, it's not testing quite where they want it to.
And it's longer, okay, that's I guess there's a couple of characters they don't do exactly justice to.
Mm.
I wonder what happens with Deadpool, because Deadpool 1 was great, and did it bring it money?
I mean, Deadpool 2, I think, is going to make money unless it falls flat. Like, if it just falls, like, the only way it doesn't is if everybody goes and goes, it's a piece of shit, and nobody goes back the second week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is...
There's a non-zero possibility. Non-zero,
yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool 2 really relies on people who are like, it has to be great. If it's great, I'll see it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas your Solo, it can be bad and people will see it. You're absolutely right, Brian.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8? You guys think Ocean's 8 has got any mojo?
I
see the trailers and I think, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Maybe. It's got...
I doubt it.
So what's interesting is, 10 years ago, it was like, well, it's a ladies' version of Ocean's 11, so will that be good or bad? Whereas now, we're seeing increasing strength to all-female casts.
Yeah,
it's got to be good, though.
The trailers look good, but I think that's an easy movie to make a good trailer for.
Ghostbusters was a good movie that didn't make a lot of money because it wasn't good enough.
Oh, interesting.
And Ocean's 8 is a little bit, has a Ghostbusters feel to me.
On our list is a movie.
The First Purge.
And the poster is like a MAGA hat.
Oh, man.
So this is the Purge series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's like an origins story of the idea of the Purge.
Right.
That's
I'll tell you what, if this is like a cathartic this is the interesting thing. If it's a cathartic centrist to leftist cream dream of just bashing the alt-right or whatever, that would be fascinating and could be like a Get Out level of like, this is a horror movie that is fulfilling some fantasies.
So the Wikipedia plot summary says that it may more be a class warfare sort of thing, which I think was what the last Purge was trying to do.
I thought that was what they were, but
this time, if they do it on the nose about an extant cultural,
this time it's classier. Rift,
I mean, the poster's a friggin' MAGA hat. Yeah. What are you gonna do with that?
That would be fascinating.
July 4th. Oh, man. Also a July 4th.
July 4th turned out not to be very good for movies, though.
Well, that would be a Wednesday, it looks like. Ant-Man, that's Ant-Man week.
Yeah.
Well, but look, I mean, Ant-Man...
Different audiences.
Marvel's first romantic comedy... is not going to pull a lot of people away from a horror, a satire
well,
horror movie.
The First Purge is it going to overperform expectations? Not, is
I
it going to beat Ant-Man?
I think there's a pretty good chance because it's tapping into something that none of the other Purges have.
Yeah.
Which is like this fantasy that people have, like, I just want to punch him. I would never do that, but I just want to see a bunch of people in MAGA hats
legal
get punched.
For one day.
Not that anybody on this panel feels one way or the other.
Anything on here you're just excited to see?
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Incredibles. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched Incredibles 1 all the way through.
I will sit down right now and spend the next 2 hours watching Incredibles 1.
Jurassic World.
So
I know
great.
It's great. I've seen
Sicario 2.
Most of it. Sicario 2. Okay.
So the genius of Incredibles 1 is that it's allegedly about superheroes, but it's really about having a midlife crisis. And it's such heady fare for a kid's movie.
One of the last movies to open, Slender Man, August 24th.
$1.
Yeah. That just reeks of, we heard this was popular with kids, make a movie.
What's funny is it sounds like that's what they did 10 years ago and has been in development hell since passed around.
Exactly. I wonder, because does this have a rating yet? Not rated yet, but...
Oh, maybe they make it like a PG-13
and they try to get
movie.
The young kids to go see it.
Yeah.
Because they know Slender Man and they like creepypastas. I can completely see that.
I just see it not working.
Oh, I bet it won't. I bet it will be a terrible movie. But I went and saw Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie film for theaters like twice.
It was so great.
It's fantastic. But it's awful. It's a great bad movie.
It is legit awful.
Blockers, April 6th, Cock Blockers.
How come we haven't talked about Jurassic World at all?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that was one of the ones I'm excited about seeing. And I also said
that didn't have Chris Pratt in it, though, right?
It's a big money. Yeah. Yeah, it has Chris Pratt.
Wait, it even has Chris Pratt?
It's like his thing.
Mm.
The whole trailer begins with him at dinner. Like, so you want me back, huh? Well, you can't have my fries. Or
Chris
something.
Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard is back. BD Wong. Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Yeah.
Turns out they get all the roles mixed up. It's Star-Lord and the dude from Ragnarok.
It's just Ragnarok 2. You go into the movie theater, surprised by the Ragnarok 2.
And he was like, my champion to the T-Rex that eats
him. And
I'm
running in heels. All right. I think that's a good overview.
Yeah.
Somebody who I referred bought a book on Inkshares.
Oh, fantastic.
Fun.
Yeah, I tweeted that biz out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Where's my email, Hossenpfeffer?
Yay!
Oh, yeah. I sold 11 copies since we started Cord Killers.
Okay, I have one last question.
Nice.
One last question about the movie slate this year, which is going to do more money. Rampage or Skyscraper?
Rampage.
They're both the Rock movies. Skyscraper, I don't know what it is, but there's a poster of The Rock jumping into a burning building.
Dude, it's going to be Skyscraper, for sure. Rampage is Battleship. Rampage is Baywatch. Skyscraper is San Andreas. In Tom's metaphor.
Maybe. You may be right about that. I don't know enough about Skyscraper, really.
Yeah.
It's a good monsters fighting bad monsters.
Yeah.
It's Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Pacific Rock.
Pacific Rock! You know what? They should do a parody. Specific Rock.
Specific Rock. I landed on this rock.
He's like, yeah, I know, bro. He's like, well, per my
degree, this
I must never leave. He's like, well, here I am with the guy on my shoulders all the time. I've got meetings. I'm the Rock.
The kaiju will come to me.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Thank you, patrons. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, patrons, for supporting us. We love you.
Long
Bye, everybody.
Bye.